When everyone is on the same page, getting things done is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that enables your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Butter me up, Daddy.
The Ryan Kelly Morning After.
KPNT-FM. HD2.
Let's rock, Doug. Well, you moved up to Riverside. You thought the answer was hidden there. But it just turned out to be a place to hide. Baby, that town treated you so unfair.
So meet me all
down in the Orange Grove, baby. We'll never back down at the broad, wet storm. If the grove gets wet, it'll freeze tonight. But I got something that'll keep us warm.
Don't dance so much, Bowser.
That's music there, buddy.
Dance, Bowser, dance.
Oh, blast that. Don't turn that down.
Little glow,
little glow, little glow,
shimmer, shimmer. Yeah, I wish I was better
lyric. The moon cat might be walking tonight. The fog's rolling in, no time to spare.
We got the
message of love to carry the light. If your daddy gets mad, baby, I don't care.
So meet me out there in the Orange Grove, baby. We'll never back down at the broad, wet storm. If the grove gets wet, it'll freeze tonight. But I got something that'll keep us warm.
Oh, look at him go, Doug. Look at him go. Raise your left leg and play the air guitar on your right leg. You can't play.
Turn that up.
You can't play the guitar.
Crank it.
Air guitar after this
music. That's music.
Raising your left leg like you're Chuck Berry dancing.
That is music, buddy. I've never seen the Beat Farmers. That's who that is.
Maybe we should get them on.
I don't know. I've never heard of them.
You never look at you with that wicked smile.
I wouldn't have Wi-Fi.
It's almost over, actually. It's cause a gypsy saw your face in my eyes. And if you give me an inch, baby, I'll take a mile. Waiting for you to see through my disguise. So meet me out in the Orange Grove, baby. We'll never back down at the broad, wet storm. If the grove gets wet, it'll freeze tonight. But I got something that'll keep us warm. Blast this in your eye, Rock.
I'm not good.
That's a rocking song there.
Okay.
Again,
back.
Riverside. I only thought of that when Plazzi was talking about his girlfriend working at Riverside.
Yep.
So
it's a good song.
It's by the Beat Farmers.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 105.7 HD2, the pod plant, tmastl.com and youtube.com/tmastl.com. Hey, download our new app. You can podcast through there. It links right to the YouTube page. You can answer some live polls, give us some feedback, and sign up for listener rewards. You know, we got signed items. We got concert tickets. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get you to sign one of the shirts. So sign up.
You're going to charge people for your artograph?
Arto.
No, I never have.
Don't work for free. You know who else doesn't work for free? But we'll help you out big time. The man on the phone, Mark Hanna. What's up, Mark?
Oh.
Morning, boys. You know, I want to submit that we have a new leader in the clubhouse for the most Hoosier thing that somebody's done, and this is coming at you from somebody who had an IROC, had a mullet, played a lot at Riverside. That song and the air guitar, Iggy, I admire it. I love it. Pretty Hoosier.
It is.
Air guitar is Hoosier.
Air guitar is Hoosier, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't afford the guitar.
You just can't help it with some songs, Mark. You just start rocking.
But hey, like I said, I admire it. And me listening to a lot of Van Halen back in the day, doing the air guitar, having no idea what I was doing, I'm right there with you. So this is not a criticism. In fact, take this as this is some Iggy Lemonading. That was some quality work, my friend.
Thank you, buddy. It's a great song.
I just don't know.
Not played a lot, but a great song.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know if that's a Casey song or not.
Well, in the
sounds
meantime,
a lot like it.
You could wander down there in the studio. And
I'm gonna. Once Mark's done, I'm gonna go ask Favaz and you, man, if they play that song.
Okay.
Right. I just walk into any studio.
Mark, what's the word, brother?
You know, it's a fine day in the neighborhood. I'm really looking forward to hearing Doug talk about what's been going on with the markets. But Jackson, you know, I am your biggest fan. But brother, what was the hockey take earlier this week? What was that about?
I saw it coming. Listen, like I said, hockey was not a part of my life growing up. So when I saw the name Ray, and I believe it's spelled B-O-U-R-Q, that confused me. I'll be honest. I don't read a lot of French-Canadian names. Alanis Morissette would probably be the only one I would know off the top of my head. Maybe Celine Dion.
Guy Lafleur.
Guy Lafleur. Never heard of him.
You've not? What?
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 What do you mean, what?
I don't even know you anymore.
Sorry.
Mark. Oh, no.
Mark, I couldn't be any sorrier if I tried.
Well, as someone who could not name a single player playing in the NFC or AFC championship games coming up, and as someone who had not heard of Giannis until last year, I shame you for your lack of hockey knowledge of a French-Canadian hockey player that retired more than 20 years ago. How dare you? How dare you?
How about David Perron?
Oh, DP57.
Yes.
Is he French-Canadian?
Yes.
Okay, well, there's two. Okay. Or three. I have three. Two singer-songwriters and DP57.
Okay. All right. You said I was going to bring up the stock market. I see we're having that January's off to the worst start ever in the stock market.
Yeah, I think I saw that clickbait headline myself.
Yeah. But it's bouncing back today a little bit. So maybe things aren't as bad as what I had feared.
It's entirely normal. As I've said time and again, these sort of movements happen all the time. You cannot get sidetracked with it. You cannot watch the day-to-day, because what happens is when there's something like an interest rate increase or the potential of it, there are people with billions and billions of dollars that have to make adjustments because they have to hedge their portfolios. And so they make these adjustments. You see the market take one of these temporary declines where the Dow's down 1,000 points in the middle of the day, and lo and behold, by the end of it, it's positive. Why? Because it's all temporary adjustments. It's all normal stuff. And if you get caught up with the day-to-day, with these little things that happen and they're normal, they take you off of your long-term goals. And that's why it's so important to have those long-term goals and have the plan so that you can drown out the noise of the temporary stuff. And that's why I keep on saying, don't worry about it. It's temporary. It happens all the time. And you can't sweat that stuff. And it's so important to do that.
Okay, I'll try.
Mark, I would ask you two-part questions, but I'm having some internet issues at the moment. So bear with me here. I've restarted my laptop, and now I think we're going to get some magic going here.
Some of the two-pointers we don't really need. We just need the first part of the question, where it deals with financial questions.
Right.
We don't really need the second one.
Well, off the top of my head, I believe one of our listeners, I think from the 314, often asks about...
Wait. Let me guess. It's a Sibian.
Yeah, yes.
Sibian manufacturing.
Refurbished. It's refurbished,
yes,
though.
Do it. So nicely original. Well done, guys. Sorry. Back to you.
Couldn't be sorrier, Mike. But, Mark has helped me out big time. And you help out people in every stage of life, right, Mark? You can help out people in my stage, young, making some money, and also someone maybe in their mid-30s who just wants to maybe put some money away for their kid's college fund or retirement. You can help everyone.
Yeah, and that's where I really, in my career, I've been doing this a long time. I'm officially one of the olds at this point, as you can evidence by me talking about an IROC and a mullet and Van Halen. But I have worked with people at every stage, starting out all the way through until they're geriatric, Biggie, and everywhere in between, to make sure that they're on track. And there are always steps that can be taken. Generally, they're very straightforward and direct steps to help you to improve things no matter where you are. It's true. The earlier that you get started, the better off that you're going to be in the long term. But I help people all the time at every stage, because there are always these worries. And the last thing that any of us want is to be kept up at night worried about if things are going to be working out for them financially. So wouldn't it feel better to make sure that you've got that in order and that you're on the right track? And that's where I come in with a good, solid plan, Jackson, just as you described.
Awesome, awesome. And now I have the internet back up, everyone, so you can save your applause for later. But no. Here's the last, we'll do a couple questions here. It's from the Dogtown Astro Van, Mark. Mark, how would you advise you, man, on properly saving enough money to give Iggy a package of Tic Tacs each week so he can hear him coming and hide under the desk? That's, again, Dogtown Astro Van.
No, U-Man does a great job, but I'm a TMA guy. I'm not a KC guy. So I'm just going to say that Iggy can sneak around and be creepy because he does a great job at that. In fact, he's HOF. He's Hall of Fame. Great of all time.
Thank you, buddy. Would that be sidling?
You are a sidler.
I'm not a sidler.
Shuffling on up.
All right, last question for you, Mark. Hey, Mark, I made a small profit on crypto last year and luckily cashed out before the crash. Should I put that money into a Roth IRA or should I buy an ounce of white and try to flip that?
What?
I think there's a niche there in the STL market. What's your view on narcotics futures? That's from Daddy Likes the Smell.
I think I'm distracted by the name. The Roth IRA, it's one of the greatest things you can do.
Absolutely.
Put it in there. Once it goes in, take it out in retirement, never sees taxes again, no matter how high they raise taxes. And I'm not saying they're going to raise them off the charts, but taxes always are changing. So if you can put money into that thing for the long term, so long as it's money you don't need in the short term, it can serve you really well in over time just because of that tax benefit. It's pretty solid.
Awesome. Awesome. Mark, you're the best, man. Apologies again for Ray Bork.
Yes, Ray Bork.
Ray Bork. That's
Guy Lafleur.
That's my bad. Guy Lafleur. I'm actually going to apologize to all of Quebec.
All
the
French kids.
Here. Yeah.
You probably helped me out, though. You didn't even know it. You mentioned that, then I mentioned my Bork stick, and some guy DM'd me yesterday and or 2 days ago and said, Iggy, I'm a huge fan. Can I buy the stick from you?
Nice.
I sold the Bork stick.
Am I going to see like some points off of that, or is that just all you?
What'd you get for it?
Well, I'm not going to say it.
What'd you get for it?
Got a nice price.
Well, what? Maybe Mark can help you out. If you sell something, Mark
yeah,
can help
call
you
Mark.
Out.
We can invest this when I got.
Thank you so much, Mark. You're the man.
See you, boys.
All right,
see
thank you, Hansy.
Love, Mark.
What'd you get for the Bork stick? What are you paying
don't
for
worry
the twig?
About it. Why do you worry about my finances?
Because it's interesting to know.
No, it was a decent price. He made a price. And that's fair enough. It just sits in my corner of my living room. I don't need it, so yeah, come get it.
He paid you $100 for it, didn't he?
Well, he must have been in my DMs.
$100. Nice. Didn't you try to hawk it off to Dave Portnoy?
Well, that was a joke. People think I was serious, but you don't. But people don't realize when I'm joking.
Right.
No.
Like Portnoy's, first of all, he's never going to see my DM or my, or it wasn't a DM.
Probably
I think
not.
I put it in a tweet. It's not like he sees it, so.
Learn and Lux, they don't see him either, do they? Or do they?
Well, maybe they do. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how often they look at their stuff. I mean,
I
they've.
Either.
I don't think Lux has ever responded to one of my... Hey, she did once. Yeah, I said something and she responded.
Okay.
But I don't do it to get responses. I just... Like yesterday, Lauren said it was a National Spouse Day. You know, show a picture of your spouse. And I responded, what's a spouse?
Didn't she responded.
Didn't expect a response. It was kind of stupid. But
yeah, well...
Meaning I don't have a significant other.
Yeah.
Someone is going after me for my Allen Iverson take. The stupidest thing to say about a hoops player is pound for pound. This isn't boxing, you ginger, bald, twink, tight hole virgin.
Well, he was like 160 pounds.
Who cares what AI weighed? He was phenomenal. B-Money. I think our sentiment's the same, B-Money. And I believe it was Kevin Durant who said pound for pound, AI is the GOAT. So,
in basketball, you probably say inch for inch.
All right, I'll say inch for inch.
Yeah, because you can be a, you know, Muggsy Bowles was...
Bogues
was, what, 5'6",
5'7"?
I think he was 5'3".
I don't know that that makes sense, though, because a guy who's 7 feet tall is obviously not going to be able to run around and have the coordination of someone who's
shot
6 foot.
Shot at Giannis and KD.
6'1 or 2. So the fact that they can move like they do, that ought to be worth a lot, because there's very few people who are that size and have that kind of coordination, can get up and down a court, can shoot from long range, can
right.
dribble behind their back, between their legs,
yeah.
running full
well,
speed.
The two
that's,
best players in the
that's
league.
That's hard.
The two best players in the league, KD and Giannis, are the two guys who are, I mean, KD's like 6'10 or 11, Giannis is 7 feet, and they both can shoot it, dribble,
right.
scoring around the basket. When KD wants to, he's the best player in the league.
Well, Magic Johnson kind of changed what a point guard was. I mean, back in the early days, you didn't have 6'6" point guards.
He was 6'9".
Yeah, 6'7", 6'8", whatever he was. You know, you had 6'5", 6'11", little bitty guys were point guards.
Right, right. Yeah. I don't mean to cause any concern, but I just went into the email inbox and we got a whole lot of nothing. Zero email. Oh. So if you want your email right
well,
today,
not here, so.
The morning after.
They hate us, Doug.
The morning after at insidestl.com. If you want to get your email read today, I mean, today's a really high
we'll
chance.
We'll read anything. We'll do anything.
Oh. We will not read anything. That is a
no,
is
we
a
can get out early.
Statement. So if you have an email and you've been nervous that you haven't been able to get it off today.
You have to go anywhere, but, you know, I've yet to see Learn in the building.
So you're going to start looking for her?
No. I mean, I don't know what time she gets here. Her show's at 2. I mean, unless I have to tape an interview or it's a meeting, I doubt if I'm going to be here. So people worry about me stalking Learn. I mean, I'm never here.
Well.
And she's a coworker, and I've never stalked her, so stop with that.
Okay.
We're friends.
Put on the old robe, I'm slippers.
I'm the creepy friend.
Going to walk up and down the hallway, peering into studios.
I found a pair of slippers I really want to buy, but I couldn't get an answer. I saw this pair of, I'll show you.
I saw what you, they were Dior Jordan 1s.
Yeah, but they're slippers.
Right.
People were posting pictures of like $8,000. You know what? They're not tennis shoes.
I know, but they're based off of the tennis shoes. They're the Dior Jordan 1s.
Are they?
Which are more, I mean, you'd be luckier to get the Holy Grail than get
I mean,
pair
I would
Dior
wear
Jordan
them.
Ones.
I don't have a picture.
If you get those, Iggy, I will be the biggest fan of you. Those are super sweet.
And they're not that expensive.
$8,000?
No, they're like $45.
Sneakers are based off of
far. They're like $45. But I don't know that what I was posting is, are they novelty? Like, do I order if I wear a size 8.5? Do I order a size? They don't have half sizes in these. Should I order an 8 or should I order a 9? Do they fit normally? Are they novelties or like something you use as a pillow? Can you wear them?
Soft and fuzzy looking.
I mean, I like them, but I don't want to buy them if I get them and they're like little bitty things that, you know, I order a size, you know, 9 and they're...
Well, you can return them, can't you?
I'm tired of returning shoes.
No.
Oh, Madison, you just order a bunch of stuff and then make me return it.
Yeah, but they look comfortable, but I can't find anywhere on there where it says fits to size. You know, I mean, they are slippers.
Right.
So to like pull out when you put your foot in there, or are they really tight? I don't know. I'd like to get them. But I don't want to spend $45-$50 for if they're like a novelty. And people use them for a pillow. They're just very soft. I want to wear them.
So that kind of reminded me of something. When Tim and I were doing a live Q&A in the midst, after we left KFNS, our last show, KFNS, and our first show here, we did a couple live Q&As on the fan page. And someone asked if I could beat Gangster Pete in one-on-one, and no doubt I could. But I also said I could beat anyone else on the dais, past or present. And I was wondering, Iggs, if you and I played one-on-one, what shoes would you wear? Because I've never seen you wear a pair of sneakers. What shoe, would you wear those Prada leather ones?
No, I have a pair of Pumas.
Okay.
A pair of white and black Pumas. I just don't wear tennis shoes a lot. Yeah, I do have the black
Pumas. People are going after you for wearing size 8.5 shoes. A man who wears 8.5 shoe definitely doesn't hang dong. That's from Wedding Tackle. Oh,
that is an absolute myth, dude. I wear
size
nines.
8.5, how do you stay balanced? That's from Stubby Applause.
How do I stay balanced?
Yeah, they don't think your feet are big enough.
What do you
These
want?
Are just
you ever seen a guy like 5'8" and wears 14s? You know,
I do. I had a buddy in college.
Those big clodhoppers?
5'7", probably wore a size 13. Had hands the size of, what Joe Goldberg have hands the size of?
Oh, sewer lids.
Yeah, that's what he had.
Yeah, that's
really strange.
Catchers. It looked like a big swollen
Our listeners, they're
guy.
Wealthy. They're in shape.
Yeah.
They have huge penises and perfect size feet.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about him until today.
Yeah. Generational wealth, too. Just wealth you can pass down to your family.
No one's working. Haven't had to work for a long time.
The shoe to penis size is an absolute myth. That is an absolute myth.
How do you know
that
for sure?
Because I wear a size 9, and I'm hanging fat dong, dude. Like, so, I'm sure there's hundreds of thousands of cases like that. There's no proof that... And I have tiny little hands, man. I wear 9s. You know, I shouldn't be well endowed, but I am, and it's not, I mean, it's just a myth.
So you think that's just total nonsense that you have to have
a
big shoe
Yeah, these
size?
Guys are probably thinking it's true because they have size 13 shoes, but they have like a 4-inch little pee-pee there.
Oh.
So they're trying to justify, you know.
What'd you say you were hanging?
Massive dong.
Ah!
Clip yourself off.
Dave with the cauliflower ear says, I'm 5'7", I wear a size 11 shoe, tiny hands, and a small wrench. That's Dave with the cauliflower ear.
See, everybody's different. You know, it's not one and the same.
Stepdad Gary chimes in. Hey, boys. First, everyone looks hot today. Agreed. I think we all look delectable.
Yeah.
Been off the grid since yesterday. Dare a local broadcast hero welcome the second in the line to the throne yet? Thanks, Stepdad Gary. I'm not sure.
We have not heard.
I have been looking at his Facebook, but I'm sure, you know, he's not going to pop up a post right after they, I mean... You know, there's a process to having a kid.
Yeah.
You're not going to go, hey, honey, just wait. I know you just got done pushing. I'm going to type this little monologue.
They haven't cut the cord yet, but let me take a picture of myself.
Yeah. What do we got?
I'm just showing Doug the Nike slippers.
Oh, yeah. I thought.
Yeah, those are fire.
They kind of look like what a girl would wear.
No.
Yeah, they do.
See, $43.99. They're not expensive. It says one size fits all for men's 4 to 12. What does that mean?
One size fits all.
It stretches.
Men's 4 to 12.
It stretches.
Yeah, I think that's probably.
So if I were an 8.5, I should get a 4?
Right in the wheelhouse. No, does it say size 4 through 12 or one size fits all size 4?
It says one size fits all for men's 4 to 12.
So you can just buy the slippers there, and then they'll fit you.
It's kind of like socks.
Right. Size 6 to 12 is the usual. I like to get the ones that are 12 to 14. I like a little bit bigger. I hate tight socks.
So these, if I were an 8.5, these are fine. 4 to 12.
According to the way, what is
eight
it
and
on
a half
Etsy?
Is between
on Etsy?
4 and 12.
Etsy.
Wait.
Is that a legitimate company?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Etsy's good. That's good stuff.
I'm going to order
them. Etsy's great, man.
Yeah, it's like Nordstrom Rack online.
Will you wear them in here?
Yeah, please.
I think I will. Once I get them, I'll wear them in here.
Okay. And the robe. I think you need to do both.
Glad you didn't wear them today. That snow would have ruined those.
Should we do PJ day tomorrow? Should we all wear our PJs in? I mean, I basically do that.
No, wait till I get the slippers and I'll get them.
All right, then we'll do a PJ day.
I like PJ day. The first thing I do when I get home, put on my PJs and then take out the dogs.
Really? After work, you go home and put on pajamas?
Well, unless I have errand to do. Obviously, yesterday I had a lot of running around to do. Went to Munganesco as well to get my car blessed. Thank you, Clayton and Jamie. They're the best.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on what I have set up. Today, I don't have anything really going on. Just some housework, take care of the pups, eat some lunch. Why wear jeans in those situations, you know? So, and I watched that Jeff Goldblum denim thing. I know I've got to pivot back. I forgot to mention this.
Okay.
We had a conversation and a topic a while ago with Charlie about how many times you wash your jeans. Remember that?
Yeah.
You wash them once
and
a week.
And he never washed them.
This guy, who's a denim expert, I put that in quote because I'm not for sure if you get a degree to that or you just name
yourself a
denim expert.
Yeah, you get a master's.
He never has once washed one pair of his jeans in 45 years.
Like
45 years?
45 years, he hasn't washed one of his pairs.
Well, what if they get dirty?
He says it just adds to the character of the jean. He's a super weird guy because he looks at jeans as if it's like a pet. So you kind of take what those kinds of people say with a grain of salt because...
We've had jeans on before where you, for whatever, you played outside or something and you got dirt on the knees or... You drop food on the jeans. You got to wash them then,
It says it builds character in his jeans. I'm not kidding. 45 years, never watched a pair of jeans.
Well, wouldn't it build character in anything? Why do you wash shirts? Oh, sure, I got food all over. That's all right. It builds character.
He's just a denim guy, Doug.
This guy's a nutcase.
Me and Madison both looked at each other like, I'm fine doing it. Like, I wash my jeans once a week. So I'll wear a whole pair of jeans once a week, depending on if there's... You know, if there's paint issue or if somebody stains them with the food, obviously I'm going to wash them. But I think once a week is acceptable to kind of bring that up and not be embarrassed that you've never washed
them. Yeah, I think so.
You know who probably washes their jeans because they're good people? Ryan Kelly.
Oh.
I'm an expert. Best in the business for my money.
Yeah, he's a jean washer for sure. And so are a lot of the veterans. And Ryan Kelly loves to help the veterans. That's why he started the Hero Loan. If you qualify, the Veterans Administration Loan Program is definitely the best option out there, and let Ryan Kelly and his team of home loan experts show you how to do it. You can buy a house with no money down, and you can cash out refi up to 100% of your home's appraised value. At HeroLoan.com, they cover your appraisal and can close your VA loan in as little as 14 days. Whether you're refinancing a loan or buying a new home, visit HeroLoan.com. Don't have to be a veteran to find a mortgage that fits for you at the Home Loan Expert. They've got it all. You know the old saying, new year, new mortgage? Never rang more true than right now. The mortgage interest rates are sitting near all-time historic lows, and home values are skyrocketing. So there's never been a better time to look at a refinance. The team at the Home Loan Expert can lower your interest rates, maybe save you a few hundred bucks a month, and maybe you pull out some cash and pay off high-interest credit cards or make those home improvement projects a reality. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. It's a great little fantastic business that he has built from the ground up. He started it all, going door to door, telling people how you can save money by refinancing, and now he's doing it in a big way. He's got offices all over the country. He's got a fantastic home office here in St. Louis. They will take good care of you as they did for me. It's thehomeloanexpert.com. Thank you, Ryan Kelly. Thank you, Sir Mortgage.
Iggy's making a purchase live on the air right now.
He really is.
Yeah, I'm shopping.
Don't show that credit card too high up.
Yeah, good luck using it. It'll be maxed out by the time I buy this.
Okay. You know, it's a great way to use your credit card is getting a little tune-up from Design Air. Get your furnace checked out. This cold, with this snow that we got coming in right now, you're going to need Design Air. Get it in now before, you know, they can't get to you, you know, because the roads. So get to Design Air right now. Let's hear a little bit more about Design Air.
Well, the weather outside, cold, but if you run into any problems with your heating system, Design Air Heating and Cooling can take care of it quick, fast, in a hurry. Seth Goldkamp and his team at Design Air Heating and Cooling can come over right away. All you got to do is go to designairservice.com and click on the tab that says Book Now, and the next thing you know, you are talking with the Design Air Heating and Cooling service technician. And Doug has worked with them. I have worked with them. Jackson's parents have worked with them. We continue to work with them, and we wouldn't have it any other way. They are the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After and the Tim McKernan Show podcast, and they are the absolute best. The sponsor of our email of the day here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, it's Design Air Heating and Cooling. Make sure you're working with the best, the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Online at designairservice.com. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Dear Deidre, my girlfriend admitted she slept with another woman when she was drunk. She says it meant nothing and that she loves me, but I'm not sure I believe her. I'm a man of 30 and she's 27.
Yeah.
We've been in a relationship for 5 years and I thought we were happy. Now I feel lost, betrayed, and unable to trust her.
Mm.
It happened a month ago when she and a few of her friends went on a weekend to Brighton. Doug, when was the last time you went to Brighton?
I don't think I've ever been there.
That's a shame.
Illinois? Or England.
Probably. Brighton Beach Memoirs?
Let's go for Illinois for now. Okay. One of her mates is a gay guy, so they all decided to go to a gay club. My girlfriend says they were doing shots, and she got so drunk she barely remembers what happened. But somehow they ended up back at someone's house, and one of the women there was very into her. To cut a long story short, they ended up in bed. She calls it a crazy, drunk mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask her all the details. Did she enjoy it more than sex with me? Did she finish? Was this woman a better kisser? She won't discuss it and insist I'm overreacting and that mistakes she deeply regrets. To her, being honest about it happening is enough. She says she could have kept it secret, and she denies that she fancies women or has ever done it in the past. But how can I be sure about that? I've started questioning her sexuality and whether she's really committed to me. She wants to put it behind us and move forward, but I'm not sure I can just forgive and forget. When I close my eyes at night, I lie there picturing her in bed with this unknown woman. I've completely gone off sex.
Okay.
Where do I go from here? Can we have a future together? Well, Deidre has an answer. Being drunk isn't an excuse for cheating, and alcohol doesn't change people's sexual preferences. Does everyone agree?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Perhaps she is bi-curious and now feels she's got this out of her system. As a rule, honesty is always the best policy. Hear, hear. But in this instance, she is simply dumped all concern on you, and she needs to understand you can't simply dismiss what happened. She's right about the details, though raking over these won't help you. You need to talk to her and how this has made you feel and say you're not sure about your future. Read my support packs on cheating and looking after your relationship together, and discuss what changes you need to be made to get your relationship back on track, if that's both what you want. That's Dear Deidre about.
Okay. Is this guy Deidre, he's selling these support packs?
It's a lady.
It's free.
It is.
Bro.
It is.
Deidre. I think it's actually done by Sally Land.
One of them is a dude.
Who? Deidre. Prudence. I think Prudence is a
guy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably so.
Why?
Why wouldn't it be?
The name, Prudence.
Well, isn't our Beatles song, Dear Prudence?
I'm not sure, but that couldn't be a cuck, could it? I mean, but it's so in his head that it's almost like he's being berated.
He feels as though he's been cuckolded.
Right, like he's like kind of being berated. Mm-hmm. Like, Did she say that she liked it more? I don't know. It was so
she wouldn't say.
So in the midst of the
I think when you're potatoes. Drunk, all bets are off.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's not an excuse.
No, I don't
but
think
But you really don't know
all
what's happening. You're not doing anything in your right mind. You kind of do something that, did I really do that?
You going to tell that to the police officer who pulls you over?
Well, that wasn't the part of the story. The part of the story was whether it's cucking or not.
And it's not. It couldn't be, right?
No.
Because he wasn't there.
Well, when the story isn't real.
Plowsy. See, Sally Land just texted in. I work hard on these articles, Doug.
That's what Sally said?
That's what Sally just texted in. Brighton is on the south coast of England. That's what someone just said.
Wow, these shoes are coming from New York. Estimated delivery date February 8th through the 15th.
Well, supply chain crisis. Right.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. I mean, a couple weeks. It takes 3 weeks to get me checks from PNC Bank. I'm still waiting.
It does.
I thought you were talking about Chex Mix.
No, I do love Chex Mix.
Actually, too. Bold party flavor.
Bold party. I like cheddar.
You ever? See, I used to do the peanut, like, I forgot what it was called. I don't think it was...
Muddy Buddies? Ooh,
it's not the
good.
Muddy Buddies. Those are too sweet.
Oh,
it was like
chow.
A peanut mix to where there were, you know, honey roasted peanuts,
yeah.
Cashews, obviously the Chex with the pretzels. It was... Very good.
Payday?
No, it was almost exactly like a payday. It was a deconstructed payday.
Is a payday a candy bar? I mean, it's mostly peanuts.
It's 100% a candy bar, and it's 100% in my top five.
I would rather just sit there with like a jar of Planters than eating just a big bar of nuts.
I love
because you take a bite and half of them fall off on the floor.
Yeah, and there's sticky stuff in there that's gonna pull your
caramel. Caramel.
Yeah.
Like if someone came to me and said, "Hey, I got you a candy bar," I'd be like, "Oh, awesome! It was a payday." I'd honestly be pissed.
Look, Butterfingers do so much harm. They're not even. That's not even candy.
What
to me
harm
at that
do they
point.
Do?
That Tommy, you're talking about paydays ripping up your teeth. Butterfingers are the worst
are
candy to eat. Oh, absolutely.
I don't care for them.
Someone just texted in that Jackson's a good-looking dude. Damn right. Straight. Yep. I'll look right into the camera and
now
tell
they're
you.
Starting to get it. Today.
Your dad's listening.
You get it. Actually, it actually might be my father.
Cletus just texted me, "I'm not gay with flour. I was drunk."
That is true.
That's a good point.
So he
well,
gets
the
a free
first
pass?
Time, the next 25 times.
Yeah, he invited him down to his hotel. And
well, when you wear a wine-soaked, piss-laden girdle.
Yeah, it is.
All bets kind of go off. And especially when you're with the flower.
And when you live in a bedroom with one flat pillow, 80s-style floral comforter.
Is that what he's got going?
With a dim lamp with barely any light. It is.
Yeah, that's not gay, is it?
That is. That is gay. When
yeah,
I'm
there's there's Cletus passed out with a bottle of wine. And the flower hugging.
No, are they really passed out, or are they just being
no,
upset?
Cletus, that was at the Dotem, this 2020.
Yeah, Cletus actually
Dotem.
Does pass
he was,
out.
He was. He walked over, like, some elephant grass to come hug me just barefoot. His feet must have been cut up to all hell. And you can only do that if you've had maybe a bottle or two of red wine in your liver.
As much as he golfs, I'm surprised he would feel like he has to get drunk to enjoy it.
He just has fun out on the course. He does right. A lot of work in the morning and afternoon to... For that time, you know, so
it's probably to ease that hernia pain that his girdle is covering up.
I gave him a bottle of wine. I gave him like a $40 bottle of wine, and he started pouring it into one of his 7-Eleven sippy cups.
Sure.
I said no. I said, look, go get a wine glass.
Why does he?
I'm not giving
glass?
You a nice bottle of wine to be drinking out of a paper
Don't
cup.
Don't be a wine snob.
Was this on the course?
Yeah, I said.
Well,
just,
there's no glass on the course.
You
bro.
Can bring a glass.
No. It's a big no. It's a bigger no than wearing a bikini bottom at the age of 68.
That's not a big no. Yeah, just keep it in your cart. Keep it in your cart.
Who brings a wine glass in their golf
Well,
bag?
Who brings a bottle of red wine to a golf course and drinks out of a 7-Eleven cup?
Probably more people than have a wine glass with them.
I don't know. Just get yourself a wine glass.
Now people are sexually harassing me in the text inbox.
What are they saying,
these
JB, people?
Could you lick your lips for me?
There he did it.
Does Jackson work out? I want to rub his muscles.
Okay.
See, now you're getting all the Doug emails. You,
no.
You traded over
time.
From Doug. Now they're going after your butt.
Well, now, because such a bad text name. I'm not even going to read it. But for for the love of all things holy, will Jackson stop trying to use all of Tim's inflections when he's running point? Just be yourself, virgin. I didn't realize I was. But when you listen to someone run point for 15 years,
you're
going to eventually pick up some stuff and try to emulate it without even thinking. So I apologize.
You
know, I try to be
emulating?
Myself. Well, he is the best. Tim is the best. So I try to, I guess, emulate
him. We all miss him, Doug.
Okay. I just wanted to hear the gong. I hadn't heard the gong all day. I feel like we need to do one moment of lemonading per show. So, Iggy, would you like to lay hosannas if you wouldn't mind?
Well, I think I started by saying the show sucks without Tim. Yeah,
he did. He mentioned that to Ryan several times.
I say it every morning, but hopefully I'll be back Monday because I don't want to, that would have been like 3 days we've done without Tim. No, he's got to do what he's got to do. I mean, hopefully the baby is born today. And then they have tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. The baby goes home, and then Tim comes back Monday. But if
baby goes home a day later, usually.
Yeah, if you need to stay, stay home longer with Anna Marie and Jameson. Take as much time as you want. But we'd rather you were back Monday. I would rather you be back Monday.
Plazzi, would you like to lay some hosannas?
Well, I love Tim. I think he's one of the greatest. And
this is a segment?
You know, the
it
show,
was on the captain's log, dude.
We don't have an email, so we're just going to kill
no,
some
we
time.
No, we do now.
Oh, okay.
We got a couple libraries too, so we got some stuff, but I do miss Tim. So I hope everything goes well. I assume that they would have their baby today. You know, just by, you know, the timeline. You know, sure. They hit Chili's beeper buzz, so they can have a bed now.
Right.
And that brings up some. So Balloon Party obviously off again today. BK and Ferrari will be doing an extra hour, but tonight we will have the Pick Six podcast presented by Tullamore Dew, and this was coming down to the wire, boys.
Yeah,
I mean,
you guys screw me so many times.
Is it so? This is on me. This one's on me.
Well, I had some LPGA picks I was going to use. I can't use those now.
Why?
That's on me.
There's already one week that I had six golf picks that I had, and we couldn't. They canceled Pick Six till the next day. I couldn't do golf picks, and I would have went 6-0. Anyway, I should be winning this thing.
Constantly getting screwed out of money that belongs to you.
Between changing the days and then Navy, I should be winning this thing by like eight games.
I don't get
the luck of you know, going 90 yards in 13 seconds to get two more points.
I'm sorry this has happened to you.
What are you gonna do? What? I know he may be listening, but he won't text into the text line. He only texts Tim, so we got to worry about that.
He could text me, but you know who you should text and call is the great folks over at Enterprise Contracting.
Enterprise Contracting and the great Connor Lee, your locally owned and operated storm damage insurance company, roofing, siding, and gutter replacement and repair. They can help evaluate your home for storm damage from hail and wind that the St. Louis area continually receives year-round. Not looking to go through the insurance claim process? Enterprise Contracting can help you get financed for your exterior replacement project. Upgrading your exteriors helps your home value and resale value if you are considering selling your home during the current record high home values. Give the pros at Enterprise Contracting, give them a call and inquire about their free storm damage evaluation or ask them about their ongoing seasonal promotions. Just mention the Ryan Kelly Morning After and receive major savings. 314-455-5000. Connor Lee and Enterprise Contracting. 314-455-5000. And make sure you reference TMA.
Boom.
And Stratum Structural System.
I'm sorry, it kind of makes it fun.
Stratum Structural Systems, waterproofing and foundation repair. If you have any waterproofing or foundation repair needs, think local. Think Stratum and work with the great Matt Ford and the great Brett Groman. StratumRepair.com, 314-620-8153. When you talk with them, let them know you are a Ryan Kelly Morning After listener. And the next thing you know, you just got $100 off your repair project. For basement crack repair, for foundation peering, for settling homes, for bowing or rotating wall repairs, for basement waterproofing services like sump pumps, interior and exterior drainage solutions, egress window installation, concrete leveling, and downspout extensions, it's Stratum Structural Systems. Online at StratumRepair.com, 314-620-8153. That's Stratum Structural Systems. Online at StratumRepair.com.
Okay. All right, before we get to the design, air, heating, and cooling email today, Michael Frank's Love has requested we do a Dan Beal in the new studio, a round of Dan Beals, and then we haven't done it yet. So I feel like it's time. Plowsy hasn't done it in probably years, so this is going to be... That was a deep tone there.
I know, I should turn it.
Doug, lead us off. You're the...
I might play some Michael Frank's tomorrow.
Dan Beal.
I like that. I've never seen the visual of it. That's great. Iggs?
Dan Beal.
I like Iggy's the best. Plowsy, have you...
Dan Beal. That's hard. You can't emulate Doug.
Well, to the 290 people on YouTube watching, I'm going to give it my best shot.
Now comes the worst.
Dan Beal.
Oh, come on. Get a little bit more energy into it.
Dan Beal.
I'm gonna dig deep. I'm going right to my abdomen on this one.
Mm. All right.
Dan Beal.
Well, okay.
Now, this is what it would sound like if we were at Jock 98.7 in Springfield. Let's go to the guest line now and bring our good friend Dan Beal.
New character. I love it. All right, it's time for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. Yeah. I feel bad. I texted this morning to tease you fellas about the content of the show. I was throwing shade left and right and being really mean. But then I got a reply text from the text line. Never had this happen before. The reply was just one word and it shook me to my core. It said, sorry. We sometimes forget that these nincompoops are on the air and they're really just people, just like us. Mm-hmm. Albeit way uglier and bald. But people, just the same. Think about it next time you guys text in and call these idiots mean names. I am contrite. That's from Glumpy.
Okay, Glumpy.
Do we not bleed when we're cut?
Right. Do I not bleed? Et tu brute, Glumpy. Yeah, I texted back. Sorry, I like texting folks back. It's kind of fun. I never like go after them, but
you should.
I'll throw out like a little text just to know that we're listening. We hear you. We hear our listeners. To you guys, my email yesterday was funny, haha. But to me, it was just a sudden jolt to my heart, like when Barney Stinson found out his dad was really Bob Barker. But in fact, a driving instructor? You see, I've always had that picture postcard from Hedo in bright red letters that said, tell my boy I said happy birthday, love his dad. So when I figured out my dad wasn't Sherman Helmsley, but in fact, the caulk in the hot tub with him doing the air guitar, I was stunned. Next time I need some penicillin after a wild weekend. When the doctor asks me, son, how'd you get this condition? I'll say, hey, Sawbones, leave me alone. I'm just carrying on an old family tradition. In love, illegitimate Ben.
Illegitimate Ben.
Didn't go back to back on that on the emails of the day. I don't think he's gonna win. Guys, I was having phone sex with Susan Anspach and my call waiting beeped. It was a caller Douglas. He gave me a thorough explanation of the Blues games that were rescheduled for the Olympic break. He even added in estimated times for our projected first round opponent, VGK. I was going to start him on the Cardinals season, but then I remembered Anspach. I clicked back over and she was still getting after it. Man, she was really on her horse.
Oh, was she?
The moment had passed for me, so I told her I was done and we parted ways. Then I turned on yesterday's TMA and noticed just seconds into Tim's first show on paternity, you guys are breaking down my least favorite subject in the world, college basketball. It was like when Tim stepped out for a segment one time and caller Ellen promptly called in quickly to debate the vaccine. Hey, when the legend is away. Thanks, and I love the show. And bye! That's from Don Hoffman.
Don Hoffman.
The great Don Hoffman. Hey, boys, I'm going to cut right to it. Doug, last night was a busy night, so I asked my lovely wife if she could make me a frozen pie. And boy, I tell you, when I saw Next almost caused me the Molly Whopper right in the kisser. Sure. She put the pizza back on the cardboard after getting it out of the oven. See, me, I like a crispier crust. It's just how I was raised. It's the way I am. Yeah. But I held back from my rage as I choked down the soggy za. But I did make sure she knew better for it not to happen again. Now, Doug, drop them trousers, put that right leg up on the turret, and grab them ankles.
Okay, that's enough.
Because, nope. Go Bills! That's from the Duchess of Rudder.
The Duchess of Rudder just got himself suspended. Got himself suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name will go, right now, as we speak, into the leather-bound suspension logule.
Now, if you put your right leg on the toilet, there's no way you can grab your ankles.
Both of them?
You would have to put one way down here and then put the other hand way up while you're...
Here, we're on YouTube. I'll try with my chair.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he's Iggy, doing it. Iggy, Iggy's
yeah,
right.
And that's yeah. Pretty good pose, too, so I guess that would work.
Right.
Okay.
Iggy's right.
Good job.
I've only listened to about 20 minutes of the presentation this morning.
I don't blame you.
Some say that's too much. I say it's the appropriate amount of TSL. That's time spent listening, Doug.
Okay.
Doug is channeling his inner Iggy with that polo shirt. Iggy, once again, is the GOAT creating content both left and right. Plowsy is as smooth on the board and drops as any one person can be. So glad to have you back. Jackson's running point like John Stockton. Smooth, silky, and pale as that day is long.
They're all lying.
We miss you, Tim, but congrats to you and Anna Marie. Keep up the great work, boys. That's love, TMA Walrus number one.
TMA Walrus number one.
Iggy's dream continued as I finally fell back asleep after the horror of the male listener Cletus mounting me and kissing my sweet leathery neck. The female listener made her way back into the hovel and re-entered the room. As I took my clothes off again and neatly stacked them on the mound of Playboys I keep in the corner of the room, The dream was complete, and I was happy as a clam, but for some reason, she beelined to my ensuite and just absolutely launched up ground-up Papa John's pizza and the pepperoncinis that came in the box everywhere. I will never sleep again. Sincerely, Ken, or Fuelzy.
No, that wasn't the girl in the dream.
Fuelzy.
It wasn't the guy in the dream, either. I told the girl in the dream who it was, but I didn't tell the guy.
What'd she say when you told her?
I didn't really tell her. I told her I had a dream. You have to go listen to the segment. She goes, what was it about? I said, you have to go listen to the segment. I'm not going to tell you.
And our final email, that Mark Hanna is the best, from Mark Hanna.
Mark Hanna.
All right. You know.
Mark Hanna.
All right. Then that's what we got for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email.
I like it.
The day. What you
well,
got
I originally was going to go for Don Hoffman.
Oh,
because I thought he had a strong email.
Yeah, I think
but
so
when
too.
Mark Hanna writes in an email, I feel like I should vote for him. So I'm going to vote for Mark Hanna.
Mark Hanna. Iggy, you don't have to be sullied by a sponsor emailing.
Yeah,
it's
I thought Hoffman was good. But I'm just trying to remember. I don't remember what I had for dinner last night. Oh, Chilean sea bass.
Yeah.
I sure as hell can't remember for 5 years. But I don't believe a sponsor has ever won an email of the day.
No, I don't think Tunnels Talty is the sponsor of anything, nor is Vishnu or
anything. I'm voting for Mark Hanna.
Mark Hanna.
Nice. All right.
All right. Mark Hanna with a W.
All right.
And he was the first emailer in when I said that we didn't have enough emails. Mark Hanna.
Well, that should count for something, too. He was emailing when nobody else was.
He helped the show out when nobody else
was.
He did.
Yeah.
That's an MVP.
He's the best in the business.
Yeah.
I love that Mark
Hanna.
I would
say
EvergreenSTL.com. Yeah. Give him a call. He's
before fine. I go, before we go, I always like to give birthday shouts out when I can.
Of course.
To family members.
Not just family. My good friend Chris Taylor. Who was a very good bowler. One of the
wrestler. He was a big Olympic wrestler. Like
well,
the
hit the home run on the Cardinals this year.
Well, he's
too,
a bowler.
Right?
Yeah, same guy, Chris Taylor.
A very, very one of the better St. Louis bowlers for many, many years in St. Louis. His birthday today, so I want to say happy birthday to Chris Taylor.
Does he know
Chris.
Jackie Bowling and Shea Bobbitt?
Oh, hell yeah.
Shea Bittenbender.
Good friends with them.
Fraternity,
great friends with them.
Bittenbender, right?
Bittenbender, yeah. Some call him Bottom Feeder. I don't think it's
everybody knows Chris.
We don't know Chris.
Well, if you're a bowler, you know Chris.
I've gone bowling. First time hearing the name.
You're not good like us.
Oh, you son of a sack ass.
Anyway, happy birthday, Chris.
Nice. Mm.
Belmo know him?
I don't know if Belmo's ever met them or not.
Does Chris throw a big hook? Does he go Brooklyn side occasionally?
Yeah, he's more of a tweener.
Is he?
He kind of likes to go straight up with it and throw it a little harder. Nice balance.
Yeah, he's got a good pin action though, doesn't he?
Yeah. So he's not one of the big hookers.
All right, well that's going to do it for the presentation. That's a rock solid presentation, boys. I'm not sure if Tim's going to be back tomorrow. I doubt it.
We just don't know.
So it'll probably just be the Fantastic Four again tomorrow.
Oh, get ready.
Yeah, we'll flourish once again.
At least it's Friday.
With sketches and bits, we'll have the Burt Riley Cutlery Cuts of the Week, the post drops of the week, and then of course the Design Your Heating and Cooling Email of the Day tomorrow. And tonight, Big Six Podcast, second to last week, presented by Tullamore Dew. So. Mm. Get ready. Is Prod Joe going to win? Is Tim going to win? Is Iggy going to make a miraculous comeback?
We don't know yet.
We'll tune in to find out. 6 p.m. tonight.
And I'll give a tease real quick.
Ooh, love it.
But I got to talk to you at the when we're done.
Outset.
Tomorrow, Joe Roderick and I are going to be downtown at a hotel doing some things with the man.
Oh,
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch.
I just need to talk to you. Is it possible to go YouTube live with that from my phone? How we can do this to... let our listeners see, or is it something just, we just have to tape and then put it up later? But,
I would tape and put it up. I think that would be the best move. Yeah. Tape and put it up
record
later would probably be
phone.
Our best move.
You
yeah.
could do Facebook Live
sure.
during it, and then
sure.
just we could edit that, or you know.
So if I do Facebook Live on like the fan page, we can take that and use that on YouTube.
You should be able to, right?
Aren't
that Facebook proprietary?
So this is something I'd like to. I mean, I want to put content on our YouTube page,
right?
So I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, no, I think
this
that would be great.
We can use,
well,
but.
I would say the best play to do it is record it, and then we can put it up on YouTube.
Yeah, just on your regular phone recording.
So don't do Facebook Live, just record it.
Have Joe Rod record it and just send it to me, and I can throw it up on
if
YouTube.
If he can stop eating.
No, we'll have some fun, because I dig Becky Lynch, so we'll have some fun with this.
Yeah, it should be great. Well, that's some great tease. Great tease to look forward to. All right, that's going to do it today for the Design Air Heating, that was rough. That's going to do it today for the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 105.7 HD2, the Potted Plant. TMASTL.com, YouTube.com/TMASTL, and our new app, TMASTL. You can find it wherever apps are found.